Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You are listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show, founded to increase the national awareness of black women in the construction industry. NABWIC is the charge and takes the charge for black women to advocate for further opportunities to its members. Our mission as a core foundation is to strengthen the building blocks of new educational, entrepreneurial, professional, and social network connections. The vision of NABWIC is to build long-lasting strategic partnerships with first-rate organizations and individuals that will provide groundbreaking and innovative solutions for black women in construction and their respective communities. We invite you to call or text or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now. Or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments.
Well, good morning. I want to welcome everyone to another session of NABWIC's Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to another wonderful Wednesday, and we are indeed excited because this is the week when most of the members, our partners, friends, sponsors will be traveling to Washington, D.C. to attend the National Black Caucus of State Legislators. And so we are certainly very excited about that, and we hope that you will join us. We're also very, very excited because we have two of our new NABWIC members who are joining us on this morning broadcast, and we would like to just quickly introduce them, and they'll want to help us talk a little bit about the National Black Caucus, what it means to them, and what we can expect as we attend this important conference. So first of all, I really would love to say a hearty good morning to Naomi Weathers of Weathers Engineering Services, Inc. Good morning, Naomi.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you this fine today?
I am doing wonderfully on this wonderful Wednesday. Thank you for asking. Thank you. I also like to say good morning to Quentin Washington, who's founder, president, and CEO of Quint Essential Construction Managers and Consultants. Good morning, Quentin.
Good morning. How are you today?
I am doing fine. Thank you. Well, it certainly is a pleasure to have both you and Naomi on the line with us this morning for this interview. And before we start, I really want to, again, welcome you to the show and also welcome you to NABWIC as new members of the organization.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
And so for the benefit of our other listeners and members that are listening there, I want to ask both you, Naomi and Quentin, if you would just tell us a little bit about yourself so that we can know what industry you're in, what your company is all about, and where you're focused in terms of your customers and services. So if you could give us a little elevator speech, I think our listeners would certainly appreciate it. So we'll start with you, Naomi, if you don't mind.
Not at all. Good morning again. I am Naomi Weathers, President and CEO of Weathers Engineering Services Incorporated. I started the firm 20 years ago, after about 20 so years in business and engineering, I decided to step out on faith and start an engineering firm. My focus as a civil, sanitary, environmental engineer is to do infrastructure utility services for municipalities who are focusing on water, wastewater, gas utility, and landfills. And I do project management, construction inspection, engineering design, and I also go out and focus on helping the owner do the construction part and make sure the contractor represents them appropriately to get the job completed.
Well, great. Thank you so much for sharing that, and I'm sure, again, there may be members out there or listeners who could utilize your services, so Thank you for letting us know about them. And how about you, Clinton?
Yes, Quintessential Construction Managers and Consultants was established back in 2006. We basically made it just beyond the 10-year point. And our firm, we basically specialize in construction management consulting, and we're pretty much organized to assist clients in managing the construction process from the initial budget through design and construction to successful project completion. We sort of pride ourselves in coming up with innovative solutions to client problems or issues or opportunities to come out with a successful outcome. We've done work in the commercial fields, federal and local government. We even get involved with K-12.
Well, thank you so much, Clinton, for letting us know a little bit about your organization, too. We certainly appreciate it. And one of the things that we are really proud of in the Maverick organization is our ability to collaborate, to do business with one another, B2B, and to support one another. So once again, thank you both for sharing what your organization and your services are all about. But I know this morning what we'd like to do is talk a little bit about the upcoming National Black Caucus that's happening in Washington, and the date for that meeting is going to be September 14th through Friday, September 16th. And so we've got a lot of wonderful things that are planned, particularly with Maverick members in mind. That Wednesday, a lot of us will be coming in, and we will have our executive board meeting on that particular day. And it will also present an opportunity for many of the Maverick members who are serving on various committees to get together, some of us meeting each other for the very first time. And Clinton and Naomi, I understand that you both will be attending, so I am looking forward to meeting both of you in person.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it as well.
Well, I'm certainly going to be, again, looking for you in the crowd. I understand there is probably about 50 or more of participants that will be coming there for the National Black Caucus. And so we got some things, too, that will be happening in terms of a reception on that particular evening. And I'm going to ask Naomi, since you're one of the planners of that event, if you would let our listeners know a little bit more of what they can expect if they plan to attend.
Yes, we are at NABWIC. We are extremely excited about the upcoming CBC. We've been a part of, you know, attending as members as well as as individual members as part of NABWIC. And we are excited about the reception, which will be held on Thursday, September 15th, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And we have extended an invitation to our representatives to come out. And we are looking forward to meeting our representatives, and as well as nationally, our members will be coming in from all over the country, and we're looking forward to greeting our representatives as well as new members. And so please come on out, bring your business cards, and plan to not only be ready to share what our representatives can do for you and your business, but also to become a member of NABWIC so that we can move forward and prosper together for ourselves as well as our community. And so just come on out, please.
Well, great. I know it's going to be a fabulous time on that Thursday, and that's going to be happening at the Fabulous City Club there. So, again, if you need more information about the annual Congressional Black Caucus, the reception, or any of the events that's happening that Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, we ask that you go to our website, NABWIC.org, NABWIC.org, and you will find information in terms of the National Black Caucus, how to register and be a part of that. So thank you, Naomi, for letting us know a little bit more about that. And again, we welcome everybody to come. But let's talk a little bit about, again, your interest in politics. Most people may think, because I'm doing my business, I'm an entrepreneur, but I don't get involved in politics. I don't really see what one has to do with the other. So I think that you all have a very different opinion about that. And so I would like to ask you, how does politics affect your business? Quentin, why don't you start off telling us a little bit about that from your perspective?
Well, from my perspective, it involves it significantly. Currently working on two of my larger projects, one of which is on Capitol Hill. It involves the renovation of the Cannon House, where the House of Representatives offices are. It's a long-term project that is scheduled for long-term because of the fact that we have to schedule things around the things that Congress are doing as far as moving them in and out and strategically getting finished with the spaces in a timely manner. However, a lot of times projects like that are affected by ongoing conversations on the Hill, which can cause a stop to things. Same thing with another project that we're involved with is the renovation of the consumer finance regulatory authority and finance bureau headquarters. And basically with that, there's some talk about the fact that there's an extensive amount of money that's being put forward to redo their headquarters. And there's some concern that the project could get canceled even though it's already underway.
So in other words, it sounds like it's really important to kind of keep your ear to the ground. And one of the ways to do that is being involved, staying in those political circles and understanding those things that really might impact your business, your project, and what might be impacting the community.
That is absolutely correct. And you have to be savvy enough to diversify the type of work that you're doing so that all of it isn't connected to the politics in Washington.
Yeah, I know that sounds like it really, really would be important. And Naomi, from your perspective, we're talking about things environmentally or things that might impact our business on an external level that we really need to be aware of. But what kind of things have you seen from your perspective that have been important for you in terms of legislative decisions that have been passed out? Or again, just as Quentin said, just maybe information that might be floating around out there.
Sure. Similar to Quentin's situation, Weathers Engineering, based on my primary clients, which is the City of Richmond Utilities, we're in a similar position, mainly because the legislative body has to work to get the funding through the federal EPA programs that directly impact, you know, upgrades for the water treatment plants or upgrades for the wastewater treatment facilities. And without our political representatives working in that regard to get that money pushed down to the state level so the state can then work with the local municipalities so that they can get the funding to get the projects designed. As example, you need to expand the water treatment plant. Your community is growing. D.C. is growing. Maryland is growing. Virginia is growing. Your infrastructure must keep pace with that growth in order for the citizenry to have good roads, proper utilities. You don't want gas mains exploding in the ground. So there's this hand-in-hand relationship with the politicians being steadfast with getting the money in place so that we can design and do those facility infrastructure upgrades in our cities, because we want award-winning cities, which leads to award-winning communities and schools. So it's all tied into each other, and those politicians are critical to that success.
Would you say that it would be really important, because it sounds like what you're saying, and I've heard Ms. Ann McNeil say it too, it's really important to know what's going on in our government, because many times, yes, they are making decisions about infrastructure, about what happens in our community. So they're the ones that's making the decisions about where we spend the money. So we need to follow the money. And one of the best ways to know how to do that effectively, again, is to keep our ears in tune with what's happening in our various legislatures. So what would you say to someone in terms of if they're on the fence about whether or not, you know, they need to think about coming to Washington, whether they need to attend any of the sessions, whether they need to even meet the legislators, would you have any advice for them? Is that even important?
It's very, very important. Because at this particular point, it's an election year, a lot is going on, the focus is you know, we have a lot more to think about, we're getting a lot of information, and so it's critical that the business community come on out to attend the reception, get involved with NABWIC, get involved as well with coming out and shaking hands and talking directly to these politicians. There is no replacement to that handshake and letting them see that you are vested and involved and want to get make sure your community get the funds that's out here so you can get the services that you are entitled to. You're paying these taxes. So, again, yes, it's very, very important to come out and make sure your voice is heard. That's the best way in which to put it. Face to face. There's nothing like that face to face.
Yeah, and I think that's the great privilege of having a vote, and that means that, hey, I have a voice. But even beyond the vote, like you said, we have a voice, and we try and make our voices heard. And all it takes is, again, getting to know who our legislators are, setting those appointments and being willing to meet with them, and this is just another opportunity. But speaking of voting, this could be really, really good here. And again, we're just chatting. People will tell you that one of the things that you want to stay away from is discussing politics, you know, around the dinner table or in other circles. They say that the thing you stay away from is religion and politics. But we're going to go there today. We're going to talk a little bit about politics. And if we've got listeners out there, if you want to, you know, chime in and ask a question or make a comment, please feel free to do so. But I would like to know for both of you, we know that the Congressional Black Caucus endorsed Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton. I would be interested in your thoughts on that endorsement.
I'm basically all for it. I mean, I feel that it was a wise decision. I personally feel that was the only decision that they could make. Well, the reason why I say that is because having been here in the area and having had a desire to get involved in politics all of my life, I understand that there's basically, I feel that there's a system that's already in place on how the government is run. And you need to have a person in that position that understands how that system works. And I believe that she is the best candidate to do that.
Okay. So, all right, you concur with that endorsement? Sounds great. How about you, Naomi?
I also concur with that endorsement. And again, it really, really comes down to someone who has been in the trenches of getting things done, looking out for others, and walking the walk, not talking the talk, being steadfast, demonstrating that experience to represent everyone and to make sure that some of the fantastic programs that our current president has already started continue as it relates mainly to STEM, which I'm very passionate about STEM and most of all passionate about it in my community. As an engineering professor, I want my young African-American students and young ladies to come out, major in these STEM programs, and this particular leader has started a lot of that work, and we need to strengthen that, reinforce that, and continue that if we are going to keep the growth of the great country that it already is, and to continue that momentum, Hillary Clinton will be the very, very best person for the job as President of the United States.
Well, thank you for sharing your thoughts and perspectives in this area. And I want our listeners to understand that when there is an endorsement, people are not telling you who to vote for, but they are just saying that they endorse this candidate in hopes that you may have the same thoughts and sentiments. But we do encourage people, and it sounds like Clinton and Naomi have done this, to really get to know the platform of the candidates, no matter what office they're running for. And if that candidate's platform aligns nicely with your goals, your values, government programs that you deem important, then by all means, that's the way you want to go. You certainly wouldn't want to vote for someone who would be in opposition to that. So it sounds like Hillary's platform is consistent with many of the goals that you both deem important. And so thank you again for just sharing the insights there.
You're welcome.
We are so excited to have you listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show. Please call, text, or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now. Or they can join us on the Internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC. Or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments. Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Don't forget to follow us by liking our page and post your questions or comments. NABWIC's intent is to always go into the high schools and colleges to encourage our young black girls and women to enter into the construction industry and to take interest into the STEM programs that are offered. We encourage you to listen to this show or past shows on the Internet by logging in at www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC. Thank you, and we're back.
We're talking to Naomi Weathers with Weathers Engineering Services, Inc., and we also have Mr. Clinton Washington, founder, president, CEO of Clint Essential Construction Managers and Consultants. So once again, happy to have you on the show. I'm going to just switch just a little bit. I do want to ask you, though, before I do, about some of the conferences that are set up by the Congressional Black Caucus that both of you will be attending. So just to give our listeners, again, when they go to the website, they'll see many, many sessions that are out there. But I just wonder if you all have already taken the opportunity to examine those sessions and decided what conferences or sessions you're going to be attending when you're out there.
The main session that I am interested in attending is the one that is scheduled for Friday, and it's on transportation.
Mm-hmm.
That transportation issue is a lot of meat in that particular session, based on where we are, where when it comes to funding, as and also the gridlock that's occurring. You know, whether you talk about DC Metro or the new expansion going out to Dulles Airport, this transportation, I mean, is just so broad and important. So that's one of the main ones that I have my eyes on at this particular point. It's on Friday.
Okay. Well, great.
Yeah, and my focus is basically on the business, economic, and development and wealth creation track. And there's also a session on Friday as well that is of great interest to me, and it's the state of African American small business, creating, sustaining, and I believe it's growing business that thrives in the 21st century economy. Kind of briefly looked at what that session was all about and thought that would be pretty interesting.
Well,
for, you know, a business owner like myself.
Mm-hmm. Well, great. I thank you both for sharing, and I think the listeners can see that no matter what date you attend, again, there's something that's relevant, there's something that's important. I'm sure there'll be something of interest no matter what industry or skill area you are in as well. So once again, we do want you to take a look at the website, take a look at those sessions, and go ahead and make the plans if you haven't already to get into some of those key sessions. So Naomi and Quentin, what I'd like to do is we, I think, will have the privilege of interviewing both of you a little later on, and we will get an opportunity to learn a little bit more in detail about your background, experiences, what made you into business, that kind of thing. But for now, I would like to ask, what are some of the major influences in your life and why? It sounds like both of you are on the ball as far as being entrepreneurs. You know the key connects, especially in terms of doing business and, again, working within the political landscape. But what are some of the major influences on your life, whether, again, it's an individual, it could have been a book, it could have been a particular author or a philosopher? We'd be interested in knowing what shaped you into the person you are today.
Well, now I'm going to go first, if you'd like.
No, you can go first.
Okay. All right. Well, basically, I grew up in a relatively rough area of Southern California. I mean, it was made famous by a movie that a lot of people have watched over time. That's Cuba Gooding and a few others were in it. And during that time, my face was basically tested from the standpoint that I had several friends that are no longer with us now, who ended up passing away based on gang violence. So basically, the way I looked at it, I figured that the only thing that could save me would be my faith, my belief in God and Jesus Christ as my Savior. So that's basically been my motivation in everything that I do. And I look at it from the standpoint, as long as I believe that God will work things out for me and everything will be fine, and I'll be okay no matter how bad things tend to be from day to day, because, I mean, I've come a long way to where I am now from where I started.
Well, great. Thank you, Quentin, for sharing that. It sounds like, yeah, a very challenging time growing up in California, and so you were able to utilize your faith to help pull you through and to conquer a lot of what you went through. So thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
What about you, Naomi?
My what drives me is I was raised by a single mom and with a seventh grade education, and watching my mother, who's my role model, I idolize her. She has dementia, and I have her in a nursing home in Columbia, South Carolina, where I was born, of course. But literally, as I think about it, as a young lady watching her work hard, I was driven to stay the course. Even though times were hard, she struggled to make ends meet. But that was the driving force to know that you had to do the right thing, but also that strong Christian spirit in which she raised the five of us dictates that we work hard. I was the first college graduate in my family, and with that, I had to go back and encourage my siblings, and the extension of that is to go back into my community and help young people who look like me, and by mentoring and getting them to go ahead and do the right things and not join the gangs and know that we have such role models, you know, Maya Angelou, Oprah Winfrey, Quincy Jones. We just have such intellect and hardworking people in our community. So I'm driven that way to go out, start a business, and even as an engineering professor, I teach the theory, but I also have the concept that higher education teaches the concept of worker bees. But as an engineering professor, I taught the concept of entrepreneurship. Yes, you take this education, this piece of paper, and you walk and you start a business and go back into your community, mm-hmm. and that's the driving force. And so that's what I'm totally passionate about, and that's what drives me.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that. What I heard, and it's amazing, you know, there's been, probably almost millions of studies that are done about entrepreneurs as people seek to gain insight into what makes a successful entrepreneur, what makes a successful business owner. But the things that are common, and I hear it in you all as well, are things like the determination, the commitment, the drive, the focus, and most of all, your faith, you know, that drives you. So I'm looking forward to interviewing you, or even if I don't, just listening to the broadcast where I just hear a little bit more, again, about your businesses and what you're doing and how you got to the place that you are. You've given me a little bit of insight into that, so I can't wait to hear the rest. So thank you both for sharing that. And thank you again. Well, as we are beginning to wrap up our show, I would like once again just mention to our listeners that this week is the week of the National Black Caucus, and as we've already said, political trends are very, very important. They can impact any level of society and particularly our businesses. So it's really important that we are in the arena of politics, that we're learning about what's happening, how it's affecting our communities, how it's affecting our businesses, and just getting to know your legislators, because different political parties enact different policies, and again, these things impact us in various and different ways. So just really important to know that. But I do want to ask Naomi, and I would like to ask Quentin about what they hope to accomplish by attending the Black Caucus, and then what last words would they like to leave with our listeners? And Naomi, we'll start with you.
The primary things that I would like to accomplish by attending the CBC this week is the element of involvement. Me serving as an example to get up, get away from that desk, get into D.C., shake hands, meet with my representatives, and ask them for what I need in my business as well as my community. And that is something that I encourage others to get out, come on into D.C., register for CBC, come on out, join your small business organization, and roll up your sleeves and hold yourself as well as your political representatives accountable. And that would be the note I would want to end on today.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, Naomi. And Quentin?
Yes. My goal in attending is to definitely network with the legislators that are in attendance there, to add a face to small business owners like myself, and to share with them some of my concerns, and also to find out from them what their plans are for us, you know, over the next year or so, to determine how I need to, you know, position myself as as I move forward with my firm and future activities. I think it's very important for us as minority business owners to get out and interact with the legislatures, legislative folks that make decisions that affect our firms from the standpoint of making sure that we achieve greater equity and utilization of our firms on federal and local procurement opportunities. We need to also make sure that there's some focus on trying to ensure that there's stricter enforcement on the requirements to utilize our firms and make sure that they, you know, like I said, they put a face to our industry and know that, you know, we do exist and that we're counting on them to look out on our behalf. I definitely think this is something that, I mean, if you're in business, you need to be there.
Well, great. Well, thank you to both of you. And if there were any listeners out there who were in doubt about why they should be attending or even if they should be attending, hopefully after listening to you two, they changed their mind or they got a deeper understanding of the importance of coming to Washington. So as both Naomi and Clinton have said, you know, they have a goal for coming, and there's many reasons. Be able to get input into your future strategic planning, the networking, the involvement, and being prepared to make the ask. You know what's important to your business, so being important, being prepared to make the ask. But also, again, just meeting those people who, again, impact you. And we've heard it all before. We've heard the saying that people do business with people they know and like. Well, if they don't know you, how can they like you? So let's watch them, shake some hands, meet some great folks. And listen, I know a great thing about being up there, and it's not just our legislators, not just the political community, but being able to meet the rest of our NABWIC community. So once again, Naomi and Clinton, I am so looking forward to meeting both of you when I get there later this week. And I want to thank you both for your time and sharing on the show.
Thank you
again.
Jackie. Thank you for having us.
Oh, well, you're so welcome. And again, we're looking forward to having you back. So to all our listeners out there, I hope that the show was insightful for you. We're looking forward to seeing you, too, next week in Washington. But until then, we will be with you again next Wednesday for NABWIC Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
This concludes our show. Thank you for listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. For more information about NABWIC and our membership, please visit us on the web at www.nabwic.org. We are the voice of Black women in construction. Have a great and prosperous day.